back, ladies and gentlemen, to this Friday edition of the Hagman Report. Just a quick note on the two daily shows that we've been doing, the Doug Hagman Show, 9 to 10 a.m. on Global Star Radio, also on Blog Talk, and the Hagman Daily Show that I do with John each day from 2 to 3 p.m., also available on Global Star Radio and Blog Talk Radio. There was some issue with my file that was sent to Todd, and it only aired, I think, 11 minutes, he said. But folks, for today's show, if you go to Blog Talk Radio or you have the podcast links, you can download those. That full show is still available via archive through Blog Talk Radio. You can get it right through our website, HagmanReport.com. So just want to let people know we did have the full show today. Got a few emails about that, so wanted to clarify that issue. We're talking with Dr. Ted Brewer from HealthMasters.com. He has issued an offer to the Hagman listeners. You have the coupon code Doug5 when you order. And also the offer that he just did in the last hour, where anybody who orders $500 or more of HealthMasters products, he will add you to his email list and or talk to you on a phone call with just about anything you want to talk about, what he said. And Ted, I forwarded you an email or two already that we got from some listeners about that deal. And before the break, we were talking about the Israel and organ harvesting. But let's go back to your trip to Greece and some of the things that you learned.
Well, I'm going to do one more thing. If you order $500 worth, I've got some extra Maximum Success CDs. It's basically, it's a Christian CD series on how to live disease-free, debt-free, and worry-free. And it's a great series. I mean, it's phenomenal. It goes into the top 10 foods never to eat. It's all done in it's just phenomenal. You'll love this CD series. I mean, it's a CD series. It's called Maximum Success, and you're going to love it. And so it's like only $100, I think, and we're going to give it, if you order the $500 worth of stuff, I'm going to give you that set for free. And I'll talk to you for 15 minutes, and I'll add you to my private email list. Now, I can only do that as long as I've got available slots on this private email list, because this is a very exclusive list. There's only 100 names on this list. And that's the maximum that I can do as far as what amount of people that I can put on it, because other than that, it won't let me do mass emails off my iPad. So this is as big as it gets. So I'll do it as long as I have room on the list. But we went to Greece. I was so blessed. We flew over there on airline points, so I didn't have to pay for the tickets. I took my 18-year-old son, and then we stayed on hotel points. I got to stay for free and fly for free. And then the hotels gave us free breakfasts, which is really nice. So I got to stay for free, fly for free, and eat for free. But while I was there, we used Uber a lot, and I talked to a lot of the managers and the general managers of the hotels. And what I found was this: the major problem they're having right now with the immigrants coming through Greece is that a lot of these guys are going through Greece just to get to Germany, but they get stuck in Greece. And one day I was driving by the government offices there where they apply for welfare, and there were literally hundreds, if not a thousand, of these migrants lined up outside the gates to get their basically food stamp checks. And this is just the new people that were coming in. And I was told by one of the cab drivers that the problem is that nobody wants to talk about Greece because they're still under sanctions by the EU as far as capital controls. One told me they couldn't take out more than $400 a week. One said they couldn't take out more than $800 a week. In fact, we looked at a piece of jewelry for my wife, which she didn't buy, but I asked if they could ship it to the United States. So they said they could not ship the jewelry outside of the country because they were under capital controls. They weren't allowed to do that. So they have completely crushed the economy of Greece. I mean, it's crushed. And I mean, these Uber drivers are working for $3 an hour, our equivalent of $3 an hour for 10-hour days, Joe. They're making like $30 a day because the Uber in that country has to be owned by like a travel company. And so these guys buy these cars and they charge you like a fraction of what these corrupt taxis that are owned by the mafia charge in Athens. I mean, you can get a taxi driver will tell you it's going to be, you know, $39 to the airport, and you end up going to the airport and he ends up charging you 100 euros because he took the long way over, or it's after midnight or whatever. So these guys are so corrupt over there, and that government is so corrupt. Now I'm talking about taxi drivers. The general population there is absolutely amazing. It's one of the most beautiful countries I've ever visited. We were there for 2 weeks, and we went to two different islands. We went to Mykonos and also to Santorini, and we got to get free hotels in those islands too. That was nice. And so it was really a blessing for the family, and to get to see the culture and get to see what's really happening as far as the cultural degradation of the country. one of the drivers told me that they routinely drove by a camp that had hundreds of thousands of immigrants in it about 30 miles out of town. They said they didn't allow them to come into Athens at all as far as the military, because the reality is they didn't want people to see them laying on the side of the street like they were doing in Paris and in Germany, because it affects tourism too badly. So Greece is a country that has been basically bushwhacked by the International Monetary Fund and the Rothschild banking cartel and sold into slavery. They had the Olympics there in, I think, 2004, and the Olympic stadium that they built with borrowed money has fallen completely into disrepair. It has weeds growing all over it. The fields are completely in disrepair. The homeless people are living in the Olympic stadiums that were built. The pools are filled with sewage and water. It's just a giant mess. And so we went to the National Botanical Gardens in downtown Athens, and it's completely overrun with weeds. Pretty much all the animals have died. I mean, it's a giant, giant mess. This is what the globalists have in store for all of us, Joe, if we allow them to enslave us with debt, which they've done to the United States and they've done it to Greece. And the Greek people are so nice and they're so wonderful. Some of the friendliest people I've ever met in my entire life. And so, if you ever have a chance to go to Athens or to go to Greece, I highly recommend it for a vacation, simply because these people really need our support, Joe, because they've really been done wrong by the EU and they should have never lost their drachma, because there's no way they can try to fix the mess they're in right now, because they're having to compete against the powerhouse of Germany. So it's a major, major problem. So that's the update from Greece. And I actually reported live from Greece for about, I think, 9 days while I was gone. And the show was at 10 o'clock at night, which was 3 o'clock our time. So it worked out really well as far as being in the hotel. But guys, what you read about Greece and the capital controls and the poverty that's being set upon the population there is absolutely the truth, Joe.
Now, does that stem from the currency and bailout crisis that happened 3-4 years ago? Where
what happens is the IMF and the International Monetary Fund and the European Union, all those guys loaned Greece a boatload of money. Primarily, a lot of it was done for the Olympics, because they put a whole new infrastructure and they have all new interstate highway systems that run to the airport from Athens. I mean, they spent billions and billions and billions of dollars building this. And in addition to that, they helped them build all of those stadiums. And when they did all of that, everybody showed up for the Olympic Games, but it wasn't nearly enough revenue that was generated from the Olympic Games to pay for all the infrastructure improvements. So now they've got a major mess. Now, the toll roads, the interstate highways, they turned them into toll roads, which is what the globalists always do. They turn all of our major highways into toll roads that are never paid off, by the way. The tolls never go out. The tolls always go up, and you never get it paid for. I mean, I've never seen one toll road yet in my life. Now, maybe you guys have or listen tonight that actually got paid for and is no longer a toll road. And they tell you, well, it'll be a toll road.
It's always temporary, and then it's permanent. And then, as you said, it's 50 cents one day, and then it's $3 a year later. And that's how it is.
And my thing is, I've never seen an opportunity to invest in a toll road.
No.
One's ever sent me a prospectus. Ted, we're going to let you invest in this toll road. If you give us, $1,000, we're going to give you a 10 or 12 or 15% return for the rest of your life on this toll road. I've never seen one of those, Joe. So this is like a closed boys club on who these guys are and who get to invest in these things. Now, let's go back to this Israeli organ thing. Israeli citizen who made millions off of black market organ and proclaimed himself the Robin Hood of kidneys is released from the U.S. prison. I mentioned this right before the break. Levi Rosenbaum, who ran a black market kidney business and paid Israeli donors $10,000 each for kidneys. Now, remember now, you don't know if these were Israeli donors. You don't know who they were. You have no idea who they were. And in addition to that, if you just look up 2009 Israeli citizen arrested in New York for selling kidneys, you have 3 New York mayors and 5 rabbis among them arrested in a federal inquiry. Donor says he got thousands for his kidney. Israeli man who made millions off black market trade is released from prison. 44 arrested in New York, New Jersey corruption probe as far as selling kidneys. A New York City man pleads guilty to organ trafficking. Israeli black market organ broker released from U.S. jail, avoids deportation, Jewish World News. Operation Big Rig. 2009, a bona fide Israel controversy. Rabbis, New Jersey politicians among 44 arrested in corruption as far as selling their kidneys. I mean, this thing is nuts. And so just Google 2009 Israeli citizen arrested in New York for selling kidneys, and you will be absolutely deluged with information about all of this stuff. Now, we know, now I've got an article here that says Israel harvested 18,000 organs from dead Syrians during the war. Now, here's the problem I have with all of this. I don't know. There are some things that you can take off a dead person that you can use. But I know from a fact, from a biology standpoint, that if somebody's been dead for any length of time, that you can't harvest their organs, Joe, because they are, or the organs are done. They're over. They don't get any oxygen. So I don't even know what in the world this article is being written, who wrote it, because it's pretty much telling the truth about what happened. And it goes on to say, in 2001, BBC report disclosed that Israeli per capita stands as the world's largest recipient nation for organ transplants, yet is the country with the fewest organ donors. The problem is additionally compounded by the fact that Tel Aviv government, including the Minister of Defense, has historically encouraged the practice, only making organ harvesting and trafficking illegal in 2008. For years, the Israeli healthcare system subsidized transplant holidays up to $80,000 per person in reimbursement for organ recipients. And a 1984 law made human organ trafficking illegal in America, but the first case in the U.S. occurred in 2009 when an originally Israeli citizen living in New York had paid donors in Israel $10,000, who was arrested to sell them for $120,000. I just read that article. So you can look this up yourself. This is a real mess. And you were telling me, Joe, during the break, that members of the Mossad and the Israeli special forces were bringing, you know, basically deathly wounded people off
wounded
the Syrian
ISIS fighters. It was this, maybe 6 months ago, I read a story from, apparently, and this is all speculation because I haven't been able to confirm this, but they were saying that there were, in the dead of night, Israeli special forces that were carrying wounded ISIS fighters off the battlefield, and many were speculating that this was proof that Israel and ISIS have some kind of link in, or you know, agenda, that they're both working toward the same goals. But what you just brought up in terms of the organ harvesting, it adds another dimension, if that story is true, to what the purpose of carrying those ISIS fighters off the battlefield might have been.
Now, I want to say something. Israel's not the only country involved in this. China's also involved in this kind of crazy stuff, okay? So we're not going to pick on Israel. There's a whole bunch of other countries that are also involved in illegal organ harvesting. And when I had Robert David Steele on my show several months ago, he said that one of the things they transported in these CIA bases around the world, these 800 military bases, were organs. They transfer them because they've got to keep them under, they got to keep them cold, they got to keep them chill, they got to do all this stuff with these organs. So guys, this is a real weird situation to be in, with these people that are having their organs harvested in China. They basically will cut you and throw you in a bathtub and pull your organs out. You know, I mean, it's a nightmare. I mean, see, this is happening all over the planet. Now, here's the irony of this. We know that statin drugs destroy kidney function. We have dialysis centers all over Central Florida for the baby boomers who have been on statin drugs now for 10 or 15 years, and their kidneys are shot. Statin drugs destroy kidney function. I'm going to say that again. Statin drugs also cause cancer. Statin drugs also cause hardening of the arteries. Statin drugs also cause your brain to go to mush. And statin drugs do not prevent heart disease, period. They don't do that. Complete and total lie. To me, it's so strange that these guys who actually promote organ harvesting, organ promotion, and all these other things are actually the same group of people that are giving us drugs that are destroying our kidneys, Joe. I mean, I see it over and over and over and over again. It's almost like they can create their own industry by poisoning us with one product and giving us another product to correct the poisoning. And this is just big pharma. This is what they do. This is what they've done for years. Now, if we can, I'd like to start back on the obesity epidemic and what we can do to burn body fat.
Sure.
Even though summer's over with, I'd like to talk about it.
Sure.
This is an interesting article that I pulled up. And it was out on one of the websites that I pull out of, and it says one of the most widely held beliefs is that you can do that is that all you have to do to normalize your weight is to eat less and exercise more. The energy balance, calories in, calories out theory originated with a simple observation involving mice. Until in 1953 and up to that point, exercise was strongly discouraged, and doctors warned it could cause heart attacks and lowered sex drive. Ironically, they saw that mice that were more active weren't as heavy, so they decided human beings could do the same thing. And they said, ironically, just as the fitness craze exploded in the United States, so did our waistlines. Between 1980 and 2000, memberships of fitness clubs doubled. In the same time span, the national obesity rates also doubled. As noted by several obesity experts in this film, they're being summarized here, calorie counting does not work. The entire premise that losing weight is a matter of expending more calories than you put in is flawed. in more than one way. First of all, the average person simply cannot exercise long and hard enough to burn up the calories they eat in a given day. That's why our basal metabolic rate has to do that. To offset a single 20-ounce soda, a child would have to ride a bike for an hour and 15 minutes. Moreover, because the primary cause is fructose, it causes massive obesity because it makes you, when you eat fructose, it turns off the mechanism in your body that tells you that you're full, and it turns on the mechanism in your body that tells you that you're starving. This is what fructose does. However, because fructose is metabolized entirely by your liver, nearly all of the calories that are turned to go through the calories, nearly all of the fructose that goes into your liver those calories are turned in directly into body fat, opposed to being used up as fuel for energy. After fructose, other sugars and grains are among the most excessively consumed foods that promote weight gain and chronic disease. This is like bread and pasta and white rice. Whole grains are supposed to help you lose weight. They don't. Whole grains are just fattening as other.
We've had, I've seen a number of things, throughout my life. Reports back when I was young that milk is really unhealthy for you, then reports that milk is healthy for you. Same thing with wheat bread and now with whole grains. They see these big pushes for, 3-5 years where they push this. Soy milk is a great example, one of the more recent ones we've seen, where they do all these studies and show you how it's so much more beneficial to you than regular milk. Then they turn around after promoting it for 5-10 years and they say, whoa, this is very unhealthy. This leads to heart disease. How can they get away with, these double standards where they, basically tell you that breathing in carbon monoxide is good one day and the next day it's deadly?
It's because of the skewed research, Joe.
Okay.
You got to remember, there was an article that was done in the Financial Times several years ago. I used to have the exact date and time it was put out. And it was talking about cancer drugs. And it said that the goal of the cancer research people are not to find cures for cancer. This is an article that was in the Financial Times. But rather to find drugs that the cancer patient could be left on for years, if not decades, kind of like diabetes drugs. Because when the cancer patient was on a drug for the rest of their life, it massively increased the profits of the pharmaceutical corporations because they kept the person basically strung out on drugs, which they had to buy every single month. And some of these drugs that are out there are $1,000 a month. And, even with your health insurance, they doesn't pay for all of them. So you're paying $400, $500, or $600 a month, just in drugs. And that's destroying and crippling the economy. In fact, an article was just done last week by Martin Armstrong, and it was an excellent article, and it said Obamacare is officially destroying the economy and has reached 60% of total retail sales. Now, let me explain to you what he says by this. This is Martin Armstrong. He's a pretty good writer, and he's a financial planner kind of guy. He says the retail sector has been stagnant, and most people are blaming Amazon. A closer look is really required rather than a typical superficial analysis. Today, online sales represent only about 8.5% of total retail sales in the United States. Amazon comes in at $80 billion in sales, but this merely accounts for just 1.5% of the total U.S. retail sales. Since 2016, total retail sales were around $5.5 trillion, while healthcare costs, get this, to the public is now $3.3 trillion, or 60% of total retail sales. The core of the economy is basically being absorbed by healthcare. $3.3 trillion in out-of-pocket costs for healthcare in the United States in 2016. And he goes on to say this is what John McCain did by basically not vetoing Obamacare is destroying the economy. He says the healthcare inflation is the greatest rising cost to everyone, and the proliferation of high-deductible plans has devastated millennials. Some are paying $300 a month, yet have a $3,000 deductible. When I discontinued my health insurance about 7-8 years ago, I was paying $2,000 a month for the family with a $10,000 deductible. That's what I was paying. I mean, it was insanity. So at this point in time, I'd had $250,000 in health insurance, and I haven't had any claims. And finally, I told Sharon, I said, honey, I said, we have workman's comp if we get injured at work. We have health insurance in case you get hurt in our automobiles. I said, quite frankly, if they tell me I've got some disease, I'm going to deal with it personally and take care of it from a nutritional standpoint rather than going in and paying these guys this huge deductible and listening to them. I'm never going to do chemotherapy. I'm never doing radiation, period, forever and ever. Amen. I know too much about natural cancer treatment protocols. And I said, I'm not going to do all that. And I said, so why in the world are we paying, you know, $25,000, $30,000 a year for health insurance with a $10,000 deductible, and we've never had the policy pay anything in 20 years? Nothing? And we've never met our deductible? I said, this is stupid. And so we got rid of it. Now, I'm not telling you to discontinue your health insurance. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just telling you that for me and my family, it didn't make any sense. And now we're seeing that it's 60% of retail sales, which means all that discretionary income, Joe, that people have is being sucked into their health insurance, and then they still have to pay all the health costs after the health insurance refuses to pay anything because the deductibles aren't met. But let's go back to this article on fat loss. When babies are fed high sugar foods from day one, they rapidly grow addicted to sugar. Few parents would consider doing this on purpose, but they simply fail to realize that many infant formulas are absolutely loaded with sugar. They're basically feeding their infant the equivalent of soda several times a day. Many also give their children fruit juice, then water, thinking that it's healthy. Now, this goes on to say that calorie counting does not work because the source of calories is more important than the amount. I'll explain that to you in a second. And you cannot exercise your way out of a poor diet. That's absolutely a fact. And a poor diet is one that is high in processed foods, high fructose corn syrup, harmful fats like vegetables and trans fats and margarines, not saturated fats or cholesterol found in whole foods such as raw eggs, good eggs, you know, good whole eggs, and artificial ingredients. So here's what I've learned in my clinic and being actively involved in athletics and sports all of my life. Number one is sugar is almost as addictive as cocaine to a lot of people. In fact, some people say it's 8 times more addictive than cocaine. We have to get rid of the sugar in our diets. That's number one. Number two, we have to avoid it. It ties right into number one. We've got to stay with low glycemic carbohydrates. In other words, we've got to stay away from bread and pasta and rice and white potatoes. Now, sweet potatoes are not included in that category. You can use whole slow-cooked oatmeal. That's okay, too. But all bread, all white pasta, all white rice, all white bread, all of this stuff, including all bread, needs to be completely eliminated. In fact, almost all bread now is sprayed with glyphosate a week before it's harvested, Joe, and so it's incredibly toxic to most people. You don't need to have any bread at all. And the only time I'd ever recommend even eating bread, if it was certified organic, that's it. And that's only if you're not trying to be concerned about your weight. If you got growing kids, they need some good high-quality bread, only buy them organic. Number two is water. You have to drink purified water. You have to stay away from chlorine and fluorine, and also bromine in the bread, because these are all halogens in the periodic table of elements. And iodine is also a halogen. And what ends up happening is when you get this stuff into your body, your thyroid gland thinks it's iodine. And the iodine basically is not being absorbed that you have in your diet. Rather, the chlorine and the fluorine and the bromine is being absorbed into your thyroid gland, which is causing a lot of problems with hypothyroidism, which is really slowing down people's basal metabolic rate, especially when you eat high fructose corn syrup, making you gain weight really quickly. Number three, let me tell you how much water to drink. If you weigh 200 pounds, drink 100 ounces of water a day, which is like 10 ounce glasses. It's half your body weight in fluid ounces per day. So in other words, if you weigh 250 pounds, drink 125 ounces of water. If you weigh 100 pounds, drink 50 ounces of water. If you weigh 300 pounds, drink 150 ounces of water. It needs to be distilled. We've got a great distillation system available at healthmasters.com. When you use the Doug5 coupon, you get 5% off on that. And quite frankly, it's like $400 for the really good distiller. You buy like another $100 worth of stuff, get on my email list, and you get to hang out and talk with me for a bit, and we get to chill out for a minute and talk and answer anything you want. So it's a really good value. If that's the only thing you get the distiller. But also I recommend that you get our potassium iodine product because it really helps the thyroid. We've also got a thyroid support formula that works very well. Now, also CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, is a true fat burner. Cod liver oil with every meal slows up the absorption of calories. And our HGH stimulate is phenomenal. The HGH stimulate acts like a natural Viagra in men. It really does. It actually runs nitric oxide levels up. I use the product twice a day. It also elevates human growth hormone. It really, in my opinion, helps to slow down the aging process. It makes you a lot stronger in the gym and really helps to burn body fat. Now, my wife says it got rid of her cellulite. Now, she's 60 years old. I'm 61 years old. I mean, we still work out 6 days a week. So we actually practice what we preach. And if you came to my home or came to my office here in Central Florida, you're not going to see anything I tell you not to do in my office or in my home, period. I don't do it. I was talking to a pastor friend of mine today, Joe, and he's a nationally known pastor. I'm not going to mention his name. He was talking to me about hormone replacement therapy. And I told him, unless you're like in your 70s, don't bother with that, because it's not worth going on testosterone supplementation or progesterone supplementation if you're 40 or 50 years old, because you really need to wait until your body can't produce that on its own anymore, or really have lowered amounts like in your 70s if you're going to do that, because doing it in your 40s is kind of ridiculous. And a lot of these quote-unquote anti-aging clinics now are pushing people in their 30s and 40s to go on testosterone supplementation, when we have our alpha male stack at the office. That's also another kit we have that works really, really well at bringing up testosterone. Now, the HGH stimulant helps to burn body fat, and Sharon says it got rid of her, you know, her cellulite. But all I know is this: it really, really does wonders for guys that are suffering with ED, and it also helps to maintain healthy blood pressure. I've seen that over and over and over again with that product. So it's a phenomenal way you can just get your health back without having to take a bunch of prescription drugs. This is what I try to tell everybody, guys. If you're willing to do what you need to do today, then you can continue to do what you're doing today for the rest of your life. If you allow yourself to get really overweight or really sick or really on a lot of different prescription drugs and you can't do it naturally anymore, it makes it a lot more tedious and difficult to try to come back off those prescription drugs without some pretty bad side effects. That's why we tell you, if your testosterone is low, try the alpha male stack. If your libido is down, try the HGH stimulate. If your body fat levels are up, try the stack I just mentioned to you. In fact, we've got a bunch of really good things like the magnesium protocol, which works very, very well. So, guys, those are my keys and my secrets that we personally do here at the house to maintain our body weight. So if you look at a picture that's on the screen right now, we have a picture of me and Sharon Austin and his wife. We all practice what we preach. Remember, these are unretouched photos. Now, I'm 61, Sharon's 60 in that photo. It's so funny. People still ask me if she's my daughter, Joe. It's so funny. I'm like, well, I'm glad she looks younger than me, but no, she's not my daughter. She's a year younger than me. Now, you said something earlier about soy formulas. Now, we talked about soy formulas about 2 years ago on your show, how soy turns little boys into little girls. Let me tell you how that happens. Soy is loaded with estrogen, a phytoestrogen, very concentrated. And when you ingest it as a child, it basically is like taking a birth control pill for these kids. It can take a left brain dominant hemisphere little boy who's born, change him to a right brain dominant hemisphere little girl's brain within a matter of weeks after starting on soy protein. If the mother uses soy protein, it has so much phytoestrogen in it when she's pregnant, it's an antagonist to testosterone, and it can cause a problem with sexual differentiation. Because when a baby is born, when an infant is born, when a zygote is born, when a fetus is basically conceived, it's always conceived as a female. This is something that mammals do. And what ends up happening is it's because of the Y chromosome tells the mother to start producing testosterone. The testosterone is what allows the clitoris to become a penis, the ovaries to become testicles. That's how God made us. It's absolutely amazing how it happens with DNA like that. And so if the mother doesn't produce sufficient quantities of testosterone, or she's taking in so much soy milk or other four sources of estrogen, that baby in many times will be born with very small genitalia, or will be born with a right brain dominant hemisphere girl's brain, simply because the mother got too much estrogen when she was pregnant and it was antagonistic to the testosterone. Now, this is an interesting article here that's very, very good. It says, are soy formulas affecting the hormones in infants? I also wrote an article that you can read online on my website. This says, does soy turn little boys into little girls? Now, this article is by FASSA, F-A-S-S-A. It says, according to the American Study of Pediatrics, 25% of commercial infant formulas are soy-based. The research follows up on children's health development among three categories of infant feeding: cows, milk, breast milk, and soy. Now, what's interesting is this. It says, research shows that soy milk and soy formula contains up to 4,500 times the level of phytoestrogen found in cow's milk or breast milk. You guys heard that right, Joe. 4,500 times. Now, consider further that a baby on a soy formula diet is being repeatedly dosed every day with estrogen. Well, you are absolutely correct that these babies are getting a lot higher dose of known estrogenic compounds than they would ever get from bisphenol A or an endocrine disruptor like that. Now, this is why we had so many problems with gender identities now with these children in this generation we have now, because a lot of them, 25%, were raised on soy formula. The most cautious interpretation of our findings is that feeding human infant males with soy formula in the first 3 to 5 months of life will exert the effects of the neonatal testosterone rise and consequently on tissue processes that are affected or related by the increase. Until we know what these tissue processes are, it will be seen prudent to avoid feeding infants soy. How about that? Circulating concentrations of isoflavones in the 7 infants fed base formula were 13,000 to 22,000 times higher than the plasma estrogen and the concentrations in early life. In other words, you're 22,000 times higher of estrogen in these children, Joe, when you give them soy formulas. I mean, it's nuts. And it may be sufficient to exert biological effects. I mean, duh. And the contributions of these same things in breast milk and cow's milk is negligible. Now, I would never recommend cow's milk for an infant because they can't digest it. I would use raw certified goat's milk if it's available in your area. Another factor with some soy formula, milk formulas that are somewhat sweetened with corn syrup, which is usually a cover for high fructose corn syrup. This is easy to deduce by the fact that there are some soy formulas that advertise corn syrup free. And they go into articles. This whole article talks about how all of this soy is incredibly bad and it increases the risks of breast cancer, brain damage, infant abnormalities, kidney stones, immune system impairment, severe, potentially fatal food allergies, impaired fertility, and danger during pregnancy and nursing. I mean, the estrogenic soy isoflavone genistein stimulates the growth of estrogen-dependent human breast cancer in cells in animals, and this can also stimulate estrogen-dependent breast cancer cell growth in vivo. So here's the thing, guys. Really? Are you going to drink soy milk even as an adult female and actually increase your risks of breast cancer? Soy needs to be completely and totally taken out of the American diet, the world diet. It is an absolute atrocity that soy is involved in anything that we do. And quite frankly, I personally believe, and this is my opinion, that it was promoted by the globalists who are trying to promote world infertility and transsexualism and transgenders and sexual problems as far as identifying whether you're a boy or a girl simply because you have the hormones of a female because of the soy. But you look down there and you're supposed to be a little boy, and now they're like, what the heck's going on with this? Guys, this is a major, major problem, Joe, and you called it straight out when you're told that soy is good, and I've never said soy is good, and I've warned people for years and years and years to stay away from soy products, Joe. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's crazy to the statistics you're giving on the, what is it, did you say 4,500 times more estrogen?
Yep.
I mean, that's just insane. And we wonder why we see, you know, this gender confusion. But a lot of that I also believe is brought on by societal effects as well as the chemical effects. But we've learned, you know, from bisphenol A and the plastics to we talked about the study of the 60% less fertility in men in the Western world. And scientists, you know, laid it out as directly due to the number of chemicals in our food, water, and air. And how, you know, we don't see these kind of decreases in sperm counts in a number of other countries that aren't even as advanced as us. And there is no doubt, you know, these chemical attacks being conducted on our society, whether for experimentation purposes, sterilization purposes, or otherwise. And, you know, what better way, the statistics you mentioned, if they are true, which I do believe they are, what better way to, you know, really neuter a society than through these chemical attacks where you never even see it coming, for the most part. And the average citizen, you know, thinks they're doing something healthy for their family or themselves, actually are, you know, hurting themselves and their family. It's pretty twisted.
Well, you think about it, Joe. A lot of these little boys, when their mothers take soy, unwittingly, because the mothers don't know they're doing this, when they're drinking soy milk, they're told it's healthy. They're, in many cases, they chemically castrate these little boys in utero. I'm going to repeat that. They chemically castrate these little boys while they're still inside their bellies being formed in their uterus. And it's crazy because then the child comes out with all this gender confusion, gender-bending chemicals, and now we have this giant group of kids now that basically are questioning their own whatever they are. They don't know if they're a boy or a girl because they got the brain chemistry of a female with the genitalia of a young boy, and they're like, what the heck just happened to me? See, this is what the globalists have done. They started off with the fluoride. They started off with the fluoride after World War II, after the Nazi concentration camps research was released from Dachau in 45, and that they were using fluoride as a drug to sterilize the inmates in these concentration camps. and they also made them servile and infertile. So they wanted to make sure they could make us servile and fertile. Because, you know, you got a bunch of alpha males running around, like King Leonidas from 300, right? And they're all they want to do is get in fights and stop the globalists. That's a pretty hard deal to try to stop when everybody's trying to fight you and they're full of testosterone and they're an alpha male. They don't want to do that. So what they do is they gender bend us with BPA, with bisphenol A. And, you know, remember now, bisphenol A is also in canned goods. If your can does not say specifically, even if it's organic, that this can does not contain bisphenol A, BPA, it has more gender-bending chemicals in it than you would like in a plastic wrap product, because it basically is stored in this can for long periods of time and it leaches into the food. And I did a show with you guys a couple of years ago when I talked about the 25 ways the globalists are trying to sterilize us, and one of the things they do is the bisphenol A. So it's so important that everybody understands that this is a concerted effort by Bill Gates Foundation, by the Rockefeller Foundation, by the eugenicists to reduce the population of the planet. Now, here's how they look at this. They figure if you're smart enough, I'm just being honest with you guys, that you're going to read and not do what they tell you to do and basically tell them that you're not going to sign for the basket full of water moccasins they're trying to deliver to you, that you probably have a right to go ahead and breed and have children, and they're trying to stop everybody else from breeding and having kids. Now, in order to compensate for the massive reduction of births in the United States, they're invading us with cultural degradation of other countries who don't want to be Americans. We see that, you know, literally millions and millions have come into the United States now under that blithering idiot, the gay Kenyan, Barack Obama. So what we have here is a situation in which we've got a problem in the United States right now with what we're doing as far as the population, as far as reproductive cycles. Germany, the reproduction is 1.2 children per two people. You have to have 2.6 in a society in order to maintain the population because of death, etc. So you've got a situation in the United States, especially with the problem associated now with autism, with 1 in 40 and some say 1 in 60 children having autism, Joe. And the MIT scientists said that by 2025, 1 in 2 will have autism. And another one said by 2035, all boys will have autism, and by 2037, all girls will have autism. When you have these types of statistics being thrown around, it means that our population, as far as white people and Americans that have been here, is going to cease to exist. And that includes black people, too, and Hispanics that have been here for generations. All of us are going to stop reproducing, and they're going to have to bring in a third world population in order to fill the United States and Europe. That's exactly what Angela Merkel is doing, because they know what they've done. They know that we can't reproduce. They know we have fertility clinics everywhere because of all the hormonal interactions they've created and all these little children who don't even know if they're boys or girls. They've done this to us on purpose, and if that doesn't tick you off, I don't know how to get you mad. I don't know what to do other than look outside and watch them spray chemtrails on top of you, and I've done entire shows on what the chemtrails really are, including how they cause Morgellons disease and all of the nanotags they're sticking in the chemtrails and smart dust they're sticking in the chemtrails to basically tag your DNA, turn you into a receiving sending unit so they could tie you into to their smart grid, the internet of everything, and turn you into a doggone IP address. This is what they're doing to all of us. And this is because they want to enslave us, because they want to make sure they can keep track of where we are, who we are, and what we're doing on an ongoing basis, because these same group of people are the ones who used to run the slave traders, et cetera, hundreds of years ago, and they couldn't keep track of the slaves because they would escape, but they don't want us to escape as slaves anymore, and they want us to do their bidding, and only the societal elite will be allowed to reproduce. Only the societal elite will be told they can reproduce, and all the rest of us will have our DNA altered and not allow us to reproduce unless we're going to be like a worker class. And then these guys want to turn themselves into robots and transhumanism and never die and basically meld with machines so they can become the quote-unquote co-creators of the universe and become like gods and never have to answer for their crimes when they die, because they all know by Isaiah chapter 15 they're going to end up in hell with Lucifer and the rest of their buddies. And see, that's what they're trying to avoid, Joe. And so, you know, we talk about all of this stuff, but you've got to take it all back to who they are and what they are. In fact, we do a show every single day on Global Star from 3 to 4, Austin and I do, and that same show is played every night on Global Star after the Hagman and Hagman show, every single night. In fact, I also need to get that show played on you have to tell me how to do it, Joe, on the other network that you're on, Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
But let me tell you this. Since you brought this up, I want to cover this. Chemical deception, multiple forms of hormone disrupting bisphenol found in the U.S. supply of food. A concerning new study published in the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry analyzed the concentrations of the hormone disrupting chemicals known as bisphenols. Now remember, There are many products that encompass endocrine disruptors, and there are lesser known bestenol analogs that are being substituted for BPA by manufacturers of consumer goods that basically are saying they're BPA free products, but they still do the same thing because they don't have quote unquote BPA in them. They're basically a subset of that. As the concern over the safety of bestenol A continues to grow, the compound is gradually being replaced in industrial applications with compounds such as bestenol F and bestenol F. Several bestenol analogs, including BPA, BPF, and BPS, were analyzed in foodstuffs collected from Albany, New York, using high-performance liquid chromatography, which we did in the chemistry lab at Florida State, and foodstuffs were divided into 9 categories of beverages, dairy products, fat and oils, fish and seafood, cereals, meat and meat products, fruit, vegetables, and others. The study revealed bestenol contamination of the U.S. food supply is endemic, which means it's through the entire food supply. They were found in the majority, 75% of all food samples, and the total concentrations were in the range below the limit of quantification with an overall mean value that was extremely high. The study also found that canned goods contained, as I mentioned earlier, higher concentrations of individual and total bestenols in comparison to foods sold in glass, paper, or plastic containers, likely due to the epoxy resin glass, the can liners, which, unless explicitly labeled to be bestenol-free, contain bestenols. In fact, 42% of urine tests were shown that BPA was found in humans. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. But of course, Joe, they know exactly what they're doing. They've done it on purpose. It's all about fertility rates, reducing the population of the planet, and turning men in the United States into a bunch of sissies. And that's exactly why I like what Chuck Baldwin said in his article. Why in the world didn't Trump take homosexuals out and tell women they didn't have to serve in active combat forces? All of that stuff that was done under Obama should have been completely backpedaled with Donald Trump. I agree with him 100% on the transgenders. But he should have gone one more step and taken the homosexuals out. Because, you know, under Clinton, I think they went to don't ask, don't tell. Under Obama, it was be gay, be happy, be in the military. I mean, that's what that whole thing turned into. And guys, listen to me for a second. I'm not saying that a gay person can't be in the military. I'm not saying that a gay person can't fight in the military and be a good soldier. I'm not saying any of that. What I'm saying is it affects company morale when you're dealing with this. I mean, when you've got a guy who's a gay guy and they're in the shower with a bunch of other straight guys, it's kind of uncomfortable for the straight guys because they realize that the guy's looking at them possibly as a sexual object, and that's just not cool to guys that are straight. I mean, this is how we have to look at all of this stuff. We need to maintain morale in our military, Joe. But, of course, our military is constantly being replaced now with mercenary soldiers. I can pretty much guarantee you don't have a bunch of gay guys in there. So what do you think, Joe?
Well, you know, the transgender ban in the military is definitely – Trump definitely did the right thing there, and the media can sit there and, you know, call him names and whatnot. But what the medical costs would be and how many people would join the military just specifically for the availability of a sex change operation is enough for me to just say, you know, he made the right decision there. And back to what you were saying about, you know, these people know exactly what they're doing and the way that they're attacking us. The one thing that stuck in my mind is the autism statistics. And we've talked about this several times with you on the show and how the autism is what, 1 in 64, 67 now, and in the next 40 years it's going to be 1 in 3, 1 in 2, something crazy like that. There can be no doubt that there is attacks, chemical attacks, and what they're doing is attacking our DNA, attacking our humanity. And, you know, I always point to this example. When you look at Amish communities who don't have the vaccines and don't, you know, tended to be more natural with everything, they have virtually no autism or some of the same areas, you know, or fertility issues that we have in our normal society. So we need to, if there is a chance to still to reverse this course that we're on, we need to really pin down the areas that are most affecting us and change the course. Because if we continue at this current rate, we're not going to be reproducing anything in the next, you know, and anything we do will be autistic or otherwise, you know, could be damaged. And it's very sad to think about. But look how far we've been taken already.
No, you know, you're absolutely right, Joe. I mean, here's the thing. And I'm going to say this again, and I know I'm being a little bit redundant here with you guys. autistic children don't have kids. I mean, and plus parents that have one autistic child, they don't want any more kids. I mean, an autistic child requires like 100 times more care and energy from a parent than a normal child does. And when you have an autistic child and you think, oh my gosh, if I have another child, if it's autistic again, what am I going to do? Now we know the autism is being caused by a variety of factors, GMO foods, immunizations, you know, Nagalase, all of these different things. We've covered them all on your show before. But the smoking gun still remains the immunizations. I mean, I wrote a book on this back in the early 2000s. I think it was 2001 or 2002. You can get it online. I don't have it. It's out of print. It's called Maximum Solutions to ADD, Autism, and Learning Disabilities. It was a bestseller book, and you can buy it for a penny probably, or a dollar or $5 or whatever online for free. And it goes into detail about the smoking guns associated with all of this stuff. And also it goes into detail about the smoking guns, about the shootings that took place in the 90s, like at Columbine High School, and all these kids that are on these psychotropic drugs. I mean, these drugs that literally cause kids to kill themselves before, and then will kill other people, then kill themselves. I mean, this is what they've done to us. They've basically enslaved the entire country, with a third of the country getting opiates every year. I mean, that statistic still blows my mind. And they're basically giving us all of these poisons in our food. That's why it's so important. Listen to me, saints. Listen to me, patriots. It's so important that you've got health issues right now that you can correct through dietary change, through proper supplementation, through taking the right kind of vitamins. Do it. Get it fixed. Get yourself off all the meds you can get yourself off of. Work with your doctor in doing that. Remember, guys, if this thing really breaks down and we start having problems with the power grid or whatever, you know, we're going to have a problem with getting people their meds on time, especially if they require refrigeration. And so it's so important that you do what you can right now while you still have time to correct some of these issues. And guys, when you support Health Masters, you support Hagman and Hagman. So if you don't do anything else but get your multiple vitamins, which we have 3 different types of multiple vitamins, they're all just as good. We have the powdered multiple, which is I take personally. I love that product because I mix in my protein shake, not to swallow the pills. We've got the chewable vitamins for kids, which are phenomenal, which are better than anything else on the market. And we've got the capsules that you can use if you don't want to take the powder. We have 3 different sources of the ultimate multiple that are amazing. So if you do just that thing for us, it helps support so many different organizations around the world, because we do everything we can to support groups just by getting your multiple vitamins. Now, everybody listening right now is taking multiple vitamins. Everybody. Pretty much. If you're not, you should. But if you're taking the chemical extract synthetic vitamins, they're probably not working anyhow. And you're probably spending as much money for those as you would for a Health Masters product, which goes on to support our show, Hagman's show, Hodges' show, Sheila's show, all the things and all the people that we support around the country. So guys, thank you. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting us. And we have the Doug 5 coupon right now that's available. Plus, we have the free talk to Ted for 15 minutes and ask me anything you want. Plus, when you order the $500 worth of product to get that, you can also go on my newsletter. And we're also going to go ahead and, well, this is a personal private email, but it's not a newsletter. And you can also basically get our Maximum Success CD set absolutely for free, which is a $100 value, which is basically teaching you how to live free, live disease-free, debt-free, and worry-free. Phenomenal CD set. I did it years ago for Rod Parsley. And the first night we had it in the church and I spoke on it and I did a seminar on this, he sold out of every single CD set we had in that church of his on a Wednesday night, Joe, because it's that good of information. So guys, thank you again for supporting us and doing what you can to support alternative news. By the way, another famous holistic naturopath author dies suddenly. She was also an anti-vaccination activist. My condolences to the family of Anne Baruch. We are saddened for sudden death. Apparently, from the research that I read, she was found hung in her garage. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. I wasn't there. The follow was
Ted, who is this?
Anne Baruch, B-O-R-O-C-H, B-O-R-O-C-H. And her official Facebook page basically says, with heavy heart that we share to you that the Anne Baruch has passed away suddenly on Tuesday, August the 1st, 2017, since the last time I did a show with you guys. That's why I wanted to let her, my condolences to her and her families. And by the way, that now is over 60 holistic doctors are dead in the past year and a half or so who basically do what I do and try to help people who still have active clinics. I'm going to say this one more time for those who are listening, though I don't really want them listening. I do not have an active clinic. I do not have a source of GCMAF. I am not involved in autism research, and I don't have an active group of people coming to me for counseling in my office that I'm trying to find alternative medicine for because I am no longer in practice. I want you guys to know that. So in case somebody who's listening basically thinks that I'm doing this because I don't want to be a statistic. By the way, Joanna Budwig, who died several years ago, this is an incredible woman. She was nominated 7 times for a Nobel Prize nominee. She was actually was an expert on nutrition and the German pharmaceuticals. She had a cancer diet that was very, very good for its time. And I want to really encourage you guys to do this. She worked with organic cottage cheese and flax seeds. And she basically said that something remarkable happens when you mix these two together. The cottage cheese is rich in protein, as mentioned above. Flaxseed oil is a super healthy source of unsaturated fat. And when they come together, the fatty acids from the flaxseed bond with the proteins from the cottage cheese, and the flaxseed then becomes water-soluble and is able to be absorbed directly into cell membranes when consumed. And she goes on, this article goes on to say that flaxseed itself is, of course, a peeling powerhouse, especially those concerned with balancing hormones, preventing breast cancer. Apart from all the other health benefits of healthy natural fats, a 2004 study conducted by the University of Toronto discovered that the ligands in flax seeds also help to metabolize estrogen and get rid of it out of your body more than anything else. Plus, it does wonder for prostate problems. So, guys, look into Joanna Budwig. You can get full details of her diet online, and I've seen people use that with really good success. And she was heavily, heavily persecuted by the medical establishment, which tells me that she was probably really onto something because this research that she did was back 70, 80 years ago. Also, pesticide dangers are now being shown. They're much worse than we originally thought. And we're finding there's over now 200,000 documents that have come into light that have, in the studies and internal secret memos in meetings, attest to the fact that both industry and regulators were aware of the extreme toxicity of many chemical products and conspired to hide this information from the public. In another article by Schneider and Wolven says that antioxidants and chemotherapy, the cruelest lie ever told, and how you're not supposed to take antioxidants when you take chemotherapy because of what it does. And it says that basically, it starts off, it says, it's morning in the chemotherapy ward. All around us are courageous people undergoing treatment for their cancers. Most of them have lost their hair. Some have nausea and mouth sores so painful they can barely eat. For many, the tingling in their fingers and toes has replaced the feeling that used to be there. And some have had their chemo terminated because their kidney toxicity has become too severe. And it goes on to how chemotherapy supposedly has been promoted as killing cancer cells by creating free radicals. Antioxidants protect cells from free radicals. Therefore, antioxidants will protect cancer cells from free radicals. And therefore, they don't want you taking any vitamin C therapy along with your chemotherapy. And they're saying now that that is a lie and it's simply not true. Guys, I'll take it a step further. Chemotherapy poisons your body. I personally don't believe that in the vast majority of cancers that's a viable source and it will never be used for me personally or for my family if I have a choice in it. If somebody does come down with cancer, cancer is an anaerobic disease. If you oxygenate your tissue, like with vitamin C, we talked about this last time I was on air with you guys in detail, it will help to kill cancer cells. It's been proven repeatedly. So guys, natural protocols for cancer are way that I would go. And then we have the top 5 reasons never to take vaccines. And then I'm going to pass on that one tonight. And it says, also because we're almost out of time, it says vitamin C is literally a lifesaver for patients with sepsis. This is so important. And this is basically something that people need to realize. It says that every year people who get sepsis, which is like a blood infection, a bacterial infection of the blood, that 28 to 50% of these people die. And this doctor found that Dr. Paul Marek of Sanitrac Norfolk General Hospital tested the validity of their findings and was faced with a nearly hopeless case of sepsis in a 48-year-old woman who was basically in the ICU and her kidneys had already shut down to the sepsis. In a final attempt to save her, he administered an intravenous mixture outlined by previous research, vitamin C, B1, and corticosteroids to basically slow down the rampant immune response. And amazingly, the treatment worked. And by the next morning, it was clear that she would enjoy a full recovery, and she was almost dead. Dr. Merritt's success sparked a string of trials and studies over the past year, of which all yielded very promising results. In fact, the 28 to 50% death rate using this protocol, using intravenous vitamin C, lowered the death rate of his sepsis patients to 1%. Now, you guys heard that right, from 28 to 50%, dropped to 1% death rate with sepsis patients. And then we have another article here on fluoride, how it damages the pineal gland, which we've covered multiple times in your show. And remember, pineal gland produces melatonin, which plays a role in maintaining normal rhythms and sleep cycles and helps convert signals between our nervous and endocrine systems. And basically, melatonin also is a neuroprotector that could play a role in the aging process and in Alzheimer's disease. So it's very, very important that you guys understand that you really don't want to be in a situation where you're taking drugs or chemicals like fluoride into your body on a regular basis, simply because that fluoride is going to cause calcification of the pineal gland, plus really reduce the risk, reduce your ability to have kids and make you very servile. Remember, fluorine gas is sarin gas. It's sarin nerve gas. It's the same thing. Fluorine gas is sarin nerve gas. It's the principal component of sarin nerve gas. And when they give you fluorine into your diet through fluoride, it's like taking an unbelievably toxic compound, which is used for rat poison, into your body. That's why you should never, ever ingest fluoride in any concentrations. And also, the Netherlands is now offering euthanasia as a solution to alcoholics, Joe. So I'm out of time, guys. Thank you so much for having me on, Joe.
Ted, as always, thank you so much for joining us. There was we covered so much information, and we had a lot of fun doing it. I want to thank you for coming on. And again, folks, keep Austin Brewer in your prayers. He's feeling much better, but he had some condition that he wanted to get ahead of and checked into the hospital. And also, keep Stan Dale in your prayers. He's recovering from surgery. Healthmasters.com. You can listen to Dr. Ted's radio show after our show here on Global Star Radio Network each night at 10 p.m. Ted, thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
Joe, I appreciate you, buddy. God bless you guys.
God bless you, too. Folks, we'll be right back with author Jeff Yago. He's the author of a book called Lights On right after this. Don't go anywhere.
What kind of thriller predicts the future? In 3 days in the belly of the beast, Daniel Holdings wrote about the God Particle before CERN actually discovered the God Particle. In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to his creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, DanielHoldings.com. That's DanielHoldings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to DanielHoldings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.